Hey, welcome back to IndieCan Radio. You've caught us in a party mood. Garth Hudson is going to be our guest. 70 years old, 50 years in the music business. We caught up with him in Penetanguishene at the Twisted Pines Music and Film Festival. But first, we're going through a little bit of IndieCan's birthday month celebration. Let's kick things off with Toronto Independent Music Award winners, The Joys.
Hey, this is Sarah from The Joys. Happy birthday, IndieCan!
Won a number of awards. I don't know how that's translated in terms of income, but you were the Toronto Independent Music Award Live Act of the Year, and rightly so. I saw you live for the first time at the 2006, was it? Toronto Independent Music Awards, and you just owned the Phoenix stage. I mean, that was a smoking performance.
Thank you. For those of you at home, you can't see, but we're all blushing right now.
It's an honor to win anything. It's like, it's just a nice little nod from our musician peers and our and the people around us that come to our shows. It's a really nice gesture of our work.
Well, rock and roll is an audiovisual experience, right? I mean, too many bands just say, here's what we look like in our rehearsal studio, and
Absolutely.
Don't bring anything more than the music, right? I mean, music's great, but you guys understand putting on a show, and I think that's an important part of rock and roll.
Well, we're all fans of bands that have combine both the element of a strong live performance and you know, being able to actually play their instruments. Well, we hope anyway. Someone like myself, I grew up loving bands like Kiss and The Who, and Mike's a big Van Halen fan, and Sarah's influences are all across the board, which is great. No, I mean, you know, she brings a whole other thing to the table. You put it together and it's the joy soup, you know?
Now, joy soup, that sounds attractive. Sounds like too many miles on the road.
True. Oh, boy, I don't even know.
So you keep trying to try. What do you want to say about that song?
Keep trying to try is just your basic don't give up song. Everybody has those days or those years or those months where they just feel like maybe they're not in the right place in their life. And it's a song, it's a positive song. Don't give up. Keep trying and keep on trucking.
Well, it's a good anthem for the whole indie world. Mm-hmm. Sounds great, guys. Keep up the good work, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Let's hear it for Joe, guys. Come on. Yay! I like.
Give up, but you can't give in. Hi, everybody. This is Garth Hudson. You're listening to IndyCam Radio.
This is Jeff Long from Mama Quaid. Happy birthday, IndyCam, and many happy returns.
This last song is called Barcelona. It has everything and nothing to do with Barcelona.
It's not alright to leave. You're thinking it's not alright. This is You Don't Say, and the band is Sam Hell, and I am the announcer.
My heart. Jordan and
Simon
from Sam Hell, and we're here at Tattoo Rock Parlor on Queen West in Toronto celebrating IndyCan's second birthday. Hooray!
Hey, this is Drowning Girl.
This next song is Dead or Alive on IndyCan.
They never thought you would stoop so low. Kick, fight, scream, you get off and you go. And I, back to the square root, baby. Hardcore, that's like a lady. Then you fall down, there's nothing left to show. So yeah.
I have so much to say and so little time. Everyone we heard was or will be part of the IndyCan birthday bash. We're celebrating in a number of cities. In Toronto, we're teaming up with Mega Music Toronto, and so we're going to have to do it twice. May 15th at Tattoo Rock Parlor. May 29th, again, Tattoo Rock Parlor. There's just too many bands that we want to include in this. We never make it completely heathenistic. On the 15th of May, I'm very proud to say we donated the night to Missing Children Society of Canada. 60,000 children in Canada go missing every year, some just for hours, some for years. And kids are everybody's responsibility. So the people who showed up, we were able to raise over $1,000, and I think that's great. We had some help. Long and McQuaid donated an Epiphone guitar, which we gave away. Kelowna from XM Satellite, The Verge, Channel 52, came down, and we put her to work, so she held court with the audience. I see her around town because we're often in the same place doing the same thing all the time. It was the first time we actually had a chance to talk shop a little bit, and that was great. So thanks for coming. Diane Crow Boutique, Fashion District, Standalone Records, Cineplex, Odeon. These are all people that donated time or energy to help us raise some money, and we thank you and all of the other people who volunteered. What we heard, Drowning Girl, who will be playing at the Tattoo on the 29th with us, Sam Hell, before that, with the song Don't You Don't Say. They were our Live at IndyCan band for episode 55. Before that, from episode 30, Little Sunday from Crossing the Line. Sarah Burton, a live version of Barcelona, and then we kick things off with The Joys. In fact, we started the way the 15th ended. Thank you, Joyce, for being a part of that. John Cohen Experimental is on deck, and this is a band that will be part of our May 29th celebration. It's a band that our engineer, who's hard to impress, there aren't that many bands where he turns his head and goes, wow, but he really fancied John Cohen. And this band is from Montreal. We recorded them in Toronto, and we're bringing them back to be a part of IndyCan Birthday Bash 2, the sequel. But before that, we're going to play a song called Edmonton from Tanis Lemon, who has a record out called Lucky Blue. And this is a girl with a passion for harmonies, but an ability to rhyme. I mean, the song's called Edmonton. I mean, that's a it's a hard song, hard word to fit into a song, and she actually rhymes it, so that's something else. And it's dedicated to Sam Hell. Sam Hell was a band that traveled from Edmonton to Toronto to try to make it. It didn't work out for them. Their performance at IndyCan's birthday bash was their farewell show, and half of the band is heading back to Edmonton. And half, I guess, are staying here. And I hope there's some more music in all of them because, man, that's a one talented group. And I wish them well. So, Edmonton. And oh, by the way, we'll be getting to Garth Hudson and Maude Hudson, who we caught up with in Penetanguishene Midland. What you're actually listening to here is Garth warming up at a piano. After the music and film festival, they ended up going to a church to join choir practice to play little keyboards and sing along a little bit. And we had a chance to interview them, which we'll be sharing with you. And this is my bootleg version of Garth Hudson on keyboards that we're enjoying. But anyway, let's get back to the music and then on to that interview. We'll be having more about that festival in an upcoming show. We'll be talking to Debbie and Paul, the organizers, and there's a lot to say about it. But anyway, we can only do what we can do this week. Take it away, Tanis.
big fight cause I didn't like guns. But I love that boy from Edmonton. His mother, father, kids and I never really got a chance to say goodbye. He said he had to go, but he couldn't say where. I said if I could, you know I'd follow you there. Said he'd come back, but he didn't know when. I took one last kiss in Edmonton. Wasn't any good at all.
Okay, this next song is called Just Me Against the World. Thank you.
shit. They don't fire you, then you quit. That son of a bitch of a boyfriend always acting like a prick. You haven't got a cent. Folks make you pay the rent. Living off your breakfast, petty crumbs they call the government. Try to keep it cool, move on, try for the world. Too sick and twisted, too weak and hurt. Got to pull it together, go.
How did you like performing at Twisted Pines?
Well, I liked it an awful lot. I want to come back again. I'll tell you, everyone's so friendly here. I don't know why there aren't thousands and thousands of people that pile up at the door here at the Twisted Pines Arts and Music Festival. Everyone with the Twisted Pines has just been wonderful. Debbie Browning, manager, Paul Northcott. These two people, I mean, they're lucky to have these two in the community here. But everybody, the hotels, the restaurants, it's just a fantastic place, and the weather's been wonderful too.
All the questions that have ever been asked of Garth and his accolades and stuff like that, I thought there's got to be something that Maude has to say about Garth that Garth wouldn't say about Garth.
Well, he amazes me daily when he's just doing regular activities around the house like anybody would. He stops from time to time, goes over the piano, and he'll just play like a few notes or two measures. And then he gets up and goes back to what he was doing. He's not just someone who always has musical notes and compositions going on constantly in the back of his mind. He has it in the forefront of his mind at all times, at all times. And so everything pertains to music for him. And I'm amazed daily and feel very privileged and excited every day because I'm a witness to that he's perpetually progressive. Every second of his life, it's just, you know, keeps progressing, and it will forever.
Yeah, he's not a man who's resting on his laurels, is he?
No.
Now, with 50 years in music, there's no quitting yet. Can you let anything out of the bag in terms of this new project you're putting your efforts into now?
The new project has to do with technology. I can let that out of the bag. It's nice to go into a situation with charts that you've printed out from a music notation program, so I'm just trying to decide which program to buy. I have a friend that helps me and does my charts now, but I need to get one for one of our computers, and then I can crank them out. And so that's a little insight into the upcoming production, whatever it might be. And so we're thinking of all-Canadian artist, and for solo album or compilation album, whatever it may be. So we're looking all over and asking, checking the the hit parade, and asking friends who know about top Canadian groups. We've met several people and been sitting in with groups from Canada. We're looking for talent.
Is there any pressure time-wise in terms of when this project might get out?
Yeah, yesterday.
You're eager to get going with it?
Sure. We'll try to do something in the next 2 weeks to get started. So we are focusing on good players, number one. Here in the Woodstock area, we have Tony Levin, who tours with Peter Gabriel, and he's probably the most requested bass player. He also plays an unusual piece of gear, the Chapman stick.
Oh, isn't that fabulous?
Isn't that something else?
Yeah.
So.
Are there artists you're just dying to work with? That you might get a chance to work with in this project?
Well, there's a big list. I wanted to get in touch with Neil Young and see how he's doing, and maybe have him join in for a song or two. And I'd like to see Leonard again, you know, Leonard Cohen. I did some recording with him, and we did some funny stuff together, you know. I wonder if he was improvising, but I think he had it organized, a recitation, and I was playing a pump organ. This is a long time ago, along with his more serious works, you know. We had a little time at the end of the session, and I'd like to discuss that with him. Sure, Gordon Lightfoot, I'd like to see him again.
Now, what did you think of the movie Festival Express? And it was described by Garth Davidson as a 10,000-piece puzzle without the picture, when they had all the footage and they decided, we've got to tell the story. After you had a chance to see the movie, would you have told the story differently?
I think I would have included other footage that I had heard was still available, but they had to limit the length of it. And also, we hear rumors of how complex it was on the business end of the project, and I was kind of anticipating hearing that story someday, and I did hear that story back in the green room the day before yesterday. Garth told me that, ran it down to me, and it's amazing the work he's done in getting that thing here. And it went on for 10 years, rights and how to go about it, and who owned this and that, and where pieces of the project had gone.
And, reflecting back on your 50 years of music, how do you rate the state of music today?
I have college radio on at night. We hear music new and old by different young announcers. You know, there are the giggly girls and the guys that have their preferences. And then there's a Latino segment where we hear salsa and some of this, what is called salsa or San Montuno. The latest in that, and I've taped some of these shows, so I know what the young people are doing. I know what the young people are doing with keyboards, and of course guitar players still reign, and there's some great shredding goes on there. I like the the metal side of it, you know, the figures and so on. Figures meaning the introduction lines that are played in unison or played with the fuzz tone and effects devices that change the temperament of the instrument. Treatments. So there's a great inventiveness all through the metal world. You hear traces of that, and then you hear on the other extreme what I call ukulele music. And there's a young girl sings with a pure heart and voice, ukulele or mandolin rhythm, and perfect words and so on, and it's quite a bit different from what we know as soul music or gospel music, but that's interesting. That's on one to one extreme, and then you'll hear Black Sabbath with Tony Iommi, who's one of the founding fathers of that tradition. Always admired his dexterity and inventiveness. I understand Tony is doing well with his own presentations, you know. His mates together, and they're playing their kind of music, which they invented a lot of the shapes and forms that are in common use today in metal. But it's good to hear Christian radio in a nice Nashville style, straight ahead piano gospel work. You know, I gotta find out if there's a piano player in the house.
Thanks again to Garth and Maude Hudson for letting IndyCan Douglas and I spend some time with them this weekend. It was an absolute pleasure. We're listening to Tony Decker and his band Great Lake Swimmers, which were part of the music festival, the Twisted Pines Music and Film Festival.
I was lost in the lakes and the shapes that your body makes, that your body makes, that your body makes, that your body makes. Bye.
This is Tony Decker from Great Lakes Swimmers, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
Ah, we have time for one more. This is Scott Cooper. He was also on the bill at King's Wharf Theater at the Twisted Pines Festival, and also got to open for and then get up on the stage and play with Garth and Maude Hudson. It was like a living room in there. Anyway, we'll tell you more about that next week. Be good to each other. Bye for now.
You say that you're right, you know what I'm thinking, so just out of spite, I only talk when I'm drinking. There's so much to say, it opens me like a vein, and I can't help but think, how did I end up this way? This don't feel like home, it's so unfamiliar. There's nothing of mine here, like my father's old armchair. We're sitting here now in your brand new love seat, but the irony is I just wanna leave. You say I took your heart on a joyride, like an old tale to wear. I won't waste any more of your time, you're a beautiful girl. Seems the problems are all mine. Sitting here now, pathetic and lonely, broke another heart, it wasn't yours only. I've done this before, I'm sorry to say, I can't help but think, how did I end up this way? I wander these streets, lonely and aimless, into the next dive, gonna drink myself painless. Well, wouldn't you know, it's no help at all, cause the memories are sharp, the hurt lingers on. You say I took your heart on a joyride, like an old tale to wear. I won't waste any more of your time, you're a beautiful girl. Then it leapt off the page and it cut through the beige, leaving no doubt behind, like a drum to the ear, static instantly clears the noise, quiet, it's in time. Well, I think I figured out, I think it's behind me now. She said,
take your heart on a joyride, like an old tale to her. And don't waste any more of your time, it's a beautiful world.
So I took my heart on a joyride, like an old tale to her. Feeling like for the first time, it's a beautiful world. Because she said, because she said, oh, because she said.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndyCan.com.